This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Jacob Schoenfeld is a percussionist and a senior at Interlochen Arts Academy, where he studies with Keith Aleo. Hi, Jacob. Welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
And where are you from? Where did you grow up?
I'm from Oviedo, Florida, which is a suburb of Orlando.
And I understand that you ended up becoming a percussionist kind of by mistake. So tell us what happened when you were in elementary school.
So this was something that I didn't ever plan on happening in my life, but of course it did end up happening. I had decided not to pursue any music classes when I was entering middle school, and I came to schedule pickup at orientation, and of course there was some sort of mistake with my schedule, and I had gone into the office, and by the time I had gone in, they told me there were only two electives left to fill in my schedule, one of which was band and one of which was chorus. So naturally so, I drew to the instruments. I knew I wanted to play drums, something to play on instead of singing out my voice in front of all these new students.
So due to a scheduling glitch, you ended up in band?
Yes, that's true.
Something I'm glad that happened today. Jacob, today I learned the hard way that standard doorways aren't wide enough to fit a 5-octave marimba through them.
Yes, this is quite an issue that we deal with all the time.
So yeah, to get the marimba into Studio A today, you actually had to take it apart, move the parts in here, and then put it back together. So is that something you have to do pretty frequently?
This is something that I have to do every now and then. When we're moving a marimba, we'll have to take it apart because it is such a large and grand instrument. Usually we only have to take off part of the instrument, take off some of the bars to get the frame through the door. But in this case, there was only one option, and that was to take the entire thing apart.
And folks, we've got a time-lapse video of the assembly of the marimba up on our Facebook page if you want to check that out. It's Jacob with help from Connor Daly putting that 5-octave marimba together. And I will confess that I foolishly asked if perhaps we could bring a smaller marimba that you could play this piece on, but it turns out that you're going to use all 5 octaves.
Yes, the lowest note to the highest note.
So, well, now that we've got this 5-octave marimba in the studio, we should probably make use of it. What are you going to play for us today?
Today, I will be playing an arrangement of Over the Rainbow by Robert Oitomo.
we heard Harold Arlen's Over the Rainbow, arranged by Robert Oitomo, performed in IPR's Studio A by Jacob Schoenfeld on the 5-octave marimba. And Jacob, wow, you used every note.
I certainly did.
And what's amazing is there's almost, I was watching you play, and there's almost sort of a choreography that happens. You not only have two mallets in each hand, but your feet move. Is that something you think about?
At times it is, but a lot of it comes naturally. Since it is such a large instrument, as I said earlier, it takes a lot to maneuver around and also to gain coordination with. So the feet are a huge part of positioning so that I can play with my hands properly.
Yeah, it's really awesome to get to watch. And folks, we've got a video of Jacob's performance up on our Facebook page if you want to check that out. And one last thing, your mom was born in Poland, so your family has a lot of Polish traditions, especially with food.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about some of those food traditions.
So I have quite a bit of meals that I enjoy eating with my family. So my mom has brought over some meals from Poland that she used to eat as a child, and we now eat these at holidays and also at various points throughout the year. One of my favorites are pierogies, which are essentially dumplings with various fillings, either meat or cheese, or my favorite are the sweet fruit fillings, particularly blueberries, my favorite. But there's also barszcz soup that we eat on Christmas, and there are many other things that we do that I'm really grateful for.
Barszcz soup, what's that made of?
So it's essentially a beet soup with small pierogies or something of that nature inside of it. And you have to make sure that you wear some sort of cloth so that you don't stain your clothes.
I'm getting a sense that you like anything that involves pierogi.
I do. I certainly do. It's one of my favorite foods to eat.
Okay. Well, Jacob Schoenfeld, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And now we have to disassemble this marimba to get it out of here. This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Sophia Bondi for production assistance. Thanks also to Jay Berry and Interlochen's maintenance department for marimba transport, and Connor Daly for marimba assembly assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.